to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedic Center of Oklahoma and Community Connection as we focus on the United Way coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, and as mentioned, focusing on the people, programs, and services of the United Way, and one of the folks that we talk to frequently when we focus on the United Way, marketing professional Paige Kimmery. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Hi, thanks, Charlie, for having us.
It's a great day in the neighborhood, and before we get to today's topic, I want to at least turn the clock back a day or two to this past weekend.
Yes.
You had wonderful weather for a Sporting Clays tournament.
We did. We had our 10th annual Sporting Clays tournament out at Foster Ranch, and it was beautiful weather. We had some people come out and support United Way doing some clay shooting. So it was a great event to raise some money for our campaign, our $2.3 million goal this year. So
that is a sizable goal. But, you know, I have confidence in the givers of Bartlesville. Most years, most of the time, we exceed that goal.
Yes.
And so I'm going to say we're going to do it again this year.
I hope that's the goal. We'll need the community to come together and help us. But we're lucky we live in a community that's so giving and helpful. So
And you also then turning the clock back several more weeks. What a great start you got on that golf tournament. I set a record.
We did. Yeah. $700,000. So it's a record. And we hope next year we can just keep going up with that. So and those funds, I mean, those funds are vital to helping our programs that we help fund, like the Pillow Project for American Red Cross and Boys and Girls Club of NOWADA and Bartlesville and Westside Community Center. So
yeah, and all the things that you have done year in and year out for 20 more years, just on, you know, I don't care, pick the program, Mary Martha or the Boy Scouts, but and when it gets to the pilot programs, those are something usually above and beyond, or maybe a special project that an agency is really trying to get done, right?
Yeah, and I think that's you know, the agencies are the ones doing the hard work. They're giving the services to the individuals and really bettering our community. So as United Way, we are fortunate to be able to go out there and fundraise for them and fill that gap so that they can provide these services for our community and really better the community.
And these organizations in general, if they have a staff that's full-time, it is a skeleton staff, and they still depend on the volunteers that are there to get the job done. For the Red Cross, it's their volunteers that go respond to an emergency, or it's their volunteers that are there to help with a blood bank, blood drive, or all of the other things that, in this particular case, the Red Cross does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, you don't just have to get, we want you to give to United Way, but there's other ways you can support United Way. You can volunteer with our partner agencies like the American Red Cross. You can advocate for us. Go onto our Facebook, share the message that we're sharing out there in the community.
Yeah, and it's a great message, and you know, you the whole idea of Live United, the more we talk about it, the more you and the program representatives are in, the message starts to click, hopefully, with the public and say, yeah, we can do this.
Yes, we can, and it's going to take the public coming together, but we're lucky we live in such a fortunate community. So.
Now, coming up, and we'll talk about this more later, but you do have another event coming up with your Pace Setters, right?
We do, yes. October 11th is our Pace Setter event for those who have...
That's next week.
Yes. Who have given 500 or more to United Way, and it's just a thank you celebration for really leading the pace to better our community against the fight for health, education, and financial stability.
So $500. So let's see, if I get paid twice a month, which I do, and if I were to give, let's see, about $40 a month, then you know,
you're a pace setter.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you work at COP or Phillips, where they match your paycheck, yeah, it's $24 a paycheck. So
yeah. I mean, that's within reach for nearly everybody.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. So, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But
okay,
you brought a friend along, and we've already mentioned the organization, the American Red Cross. Joe Colvin, Executive Director, Northeast Oklahoma Red Cross, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I enjoy it every time I get to come see you and talk with you, Charlie.
The Red Cross, the only organization that I can think of on our Red Cross drive that actually operates under a commission from Congress.
Yes, it is. We are congressionally chartered. But being chartered, we do not receive any money from the federal government. We are just recognized as the authoritative disaster response organization to work with other government agencies and to be the official communication link between a military deployed soldier and their family.
And really, that doesn't even have to be a deployed soldier, although we think of that typically. But in my situation, I was had graduated from basic training and was like 10 days into my tech school. And my grandfather passed away. And again, it took that Red Cross notification to my commanding officer before I was, you know, given emergency leave to come home for my grandfather's funeral. So it does not just deployed military.
That's correct. It's anybody in the service. Either the beginning phases or being deployed, yes.
Yeah. And so it is an important part, and I have no doubt there are quite a few folks listening that they either had a family member who came back because of that notification, or they were the person that was able to attend funeral services or take care of a family emergency because of that notification by the Red Cross.
Yeah.
So again, it's one of the four major parts that the Red Cross does is that service to military.
Yes. I mean, our full suite of services is, as you've mentioned, blood drives and blood donations, our service to the armed forces. We have a safety preparedness, safety and health preparedness training efforts, and then we have some international services. The other program that we have is our disaster services and disaster response, and mm-hmm. that is the effort that is funded by the Bartlesville Regional United Way. The Red Cross has been in Washington County for over 100 years, mm-hmm. And you're correct in that our staffing from a full-time staff perspective is limited. I'm one of two that's dedicated to the counties here in Northeast Oklahoma. The rest of it is our volunteer base, which in Nowata, Osage, Washington counties is about 40 mm-hmm. Volunteers, very capable, very passionate people. Region-wide, Northeast Oklahoma, we have almost 500 volunteers. And I will add this, that everyone's familiar with what's been happening in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, with Florence. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of volunteers deploy from this area to that area to serve those affected. And that's important because it's more than just the human resources. It's their technical understanding of processes and what to do. Mm-hmm. So what I'm telling you is that the people who've deployed from this area have done so because they've proven themselves to be capable, and those areas need that capability. And that serves us well because they come back home. And if we experience a disaster of any size or scale, we have that expertise in our volunteer base to serve the community.
And frequently over the past, I don't know, 20 years or more, I have read the names of folks that have gone to wherever the disaster was at the time, whether it was the hurricane that hit the Gulf Coast or the New Orleans, southern Mississippi area, or whether it was Andrew, or they deployed to the San Francisco earthquakes and other things going on. There are names that I could probably name three or four people that were, every time there was a Red Cross disaster deployment, they were on the way to go.
I mean, our mission is to prevent and alleviate suffering in the face of an emergency by mobilizing our volunteers and through the generosity of donors. And in this area, our largest donor for our disaster relief efforts is Bartlesville Regional United Way.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you support Bartlesville Regional United Way, you are there when we roll up to a home fire in Nowata, Osage, Washington County. You are there when we work with the family that's been impacted to assess what their immediate needs are and what their plan of recovery is. You're there when we provide them some financial support to get them through the first few days. You're there when we partner with the other agencies of Bartlesville Regional United Way to meet their needs. You know, again, depending on how much was lost in the home fire, if they need clothing, if they need food or medical supplies, you know, it's through us and the agencies that we work with that we're able to respond. So that's why it's critically important to support Bartlesville Regional United Way.
And taking it back to 2005 when the Caney River was flooding and threatened to cut Bartlesville in half, you held flood shelters so that people could leave their homes and go to your shelters and area churches. You have provided shelters, during a flooding situation a time or two in the Dewey area if people were rescued from their homes. We had an event, I believe it was in 03, record cold temperatures down to minus 27, and you opened warming rooms in the city of Nowata and Nowata County here in Bartlesville for people who maybe did not have energy-efficient homes and needed someplace warmer to go. We talk frequently that you're out there at midnight, 2 in the morning, again, for a house fire, there with a coat sometimes for people or vouchers for a hotel room because all of their belongings may be burned up in the fire. They had no place else to go. When disaster happens, you're there.
Yes, and we have three areas where we're involved in disaster response. We prepare, we respond, and we recover. Some of the preparation activities are just as you mentioned. We have agreements within the community for shelters if needed. We have relationships with the fire department and the police department and the emergency managers. So that we understand their processes and where we can fit in their processes. And then specifically within PREPARE, we have the pillowcase project that Paige mentioned earlier, and that's where we get in front of every third grader in Nowata, Osage, and Washington County and provide them some preparedness training mm-hmm. for a home fire and for another event in our area which can happen, which is a tornado. And then we also have our home fire campaign, mm-hmm. where we're installing smoke alarms in the community and making households safer.
We'll talk about both of those when we continue with Joe Colvin and the Red Cross as part of our focus on the Bartlesville Regional United Way when we continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, we were focusing on one particular part of the United Way that we are raising money for. It's a partnership with the Red Cross. And Joe, one project that you mentioned, helping folks install fire alarms, smoke alarms, probably a first defense warning, because if the fire breaks out while we're sleeping, we may never wake up.
That's correct. I mean, that is what alerts you to that event in your house. So, yes, I mean, if you do not have smoke alarms, you need to get them. You can call the Red Cross, and we can schedule a time where we can come out and install some smoke alarms for you. If you have smoke alarms, you definitely need to test them periodic, as recommended.
Mm-hmm. And that recommended date will be coming up in a few weeks. Typically, they recommend it while you're going around the house changing all the clocks when we change the standard time. Go ahead and test those smoke alarms.
Yes. And then additionally, you need to have an escape plan. And it's something that you need to practice. And it's something that you need to share with any guests that you have as far as if the smoke alarm goes off and we need to evacuate the house, this is the route that you should take. And you need to have a muster point where you can all get together outside of the house. That way you can easily account for every person, if you have pets, you can account for everybody. And so those are things that are important for you to have smoke alarms, to have a plan, and to have a muster point. And then there's just good fire prevention tips. Don't leave any cooking unattended. Don't overload your circuits. Don't run electrical cords underneath any carpets. There's just some good fire prevention things that you can be aware of, in addition to making sure that you have all the proper alerts to get you out.
And then those are all important. And while we're talking fire, a lot of those same situations occur for natural disasters, tornado or something, even severe weather where maybe the schools will keep the youngsters because the event happens during school hours. Now, how do you make contact? Where do you meet? Who do you call? And do we all meet at grandma's house or whatever happens there?
Yes, definitely. You need to have a plan for and have steps that you can go through to contact and validate the safety of your loved ones, or even for yourself. In the case of a tornado, what do I do in my home? Do I have a room that I can go to that is a safe place for me to be? You need to have all those things kind of thought out, because in an emergency, you need to have practiced and know certain things just so it's intuitive for you to take action.
We also mentioned the Pillow Project, and that's a relatively new program the Red Cross has picked up locally. And I have heard the stories. The youngsters come home from school and educate mom and dad with what's going on.
Oh, definitely. And it culminates. There was a third grader in Caney Valley who attended a pillowcase project at his school. And a month, 2 months later, middle of the night, heard the smoke alarm go off. It was on his side of the trailer home, I believe. And so he immediately went in and got his parents up and said, the smoke alarm's going off. We need to get out of the house. We have 2 minutes or less to get out. His dad, I believe, wanted to investigate and fight the fire, but he persisted and said, no, Dad, the smoke alarm's going off. There's smoke in the house. We need to get out now. And they got out. And he was attributed to saving his and his parents' lives. And it was recognized, I believe, by Mary Fallon, the governor, and it made national news. And so I think the point of the story is that these preparedness activities can have an impact, because it gives somebody knowledge and a confidence to know what to do when that event happens.
And that's so important, knowing what to do and how to do it. Other things the Red Cross is known for: teaching CPR classes, first aid classes. You also do occasionally, at least nationally, I've seen announcements of babysitting classes and other things, just to make sure that you know how and when to do certain things. So,
oh, definitely,
it's important. And that's what we're asking people to fund this year, is to help out with that pillowcase program, mm-hmm. or to make sure that the supplies are needed when disaster happens.
Yeah, and also one thing that our president and CEO, Lisa Carey, says a lot is that when you donate to United Way, you're not having to pick between Cameron, that was able to get his family safe from a fire, or someone from elder care who can't live on their own anymore, or the kids at NOWATA in Bartlesville. With United Way, when you give to us, your dollars are spread throughout the community, and you're helping more than just one person. You're helping a lot.
So. Yeah, but again, donor intent is important. If you really have a warm spot in your heart for the Red Cross, or for the Boy Scouts, or for elder care, you can do it that way if you choose to.
Yes, you just have to let us know, and we'll designate it to that organization.
You make it so easy for people to be able to support the program.
We do. That's what we want to be here to help the programs that we support and help the community.
I want to make sure that if we talk about your recognition event again for the Pacesetters, because those are the people that are kind of, well, as the word implies, leading the way.
Yeah, they are setting the pace for our community. They are the ones that are leading the fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in our communities. And so this event on October 11th is really to just thank them for how they are impacting our communities and our programs.
And if people know that they qualify, maybe they've gotten a notification in the mail, maybe they didn't, they're still invited, right?
Yes, of course. They would have gotten a little postcard and then an email. So, yeah, we hope to see them all there. And then we hope we get some new ones during this campaign.
I certainly hope so, too. You make it pretty easy for people to give, don't you?
We do. You can come in and give and do a pledge. You can do it online at bartlesvilleuw.org/donate, or you can stop by.
And, of course, many people, maybe employers take care of it through a payroll deduct, if that's the way you want to do it.
Yep. And I would, I'm assuming, just talk to your HR person about that. But.
And, of course, if you qualify, if you work for an employer that matches your donations, frequently there's another little form you have to fill out. But that means that your gift counts twice.
Yes. And you get credit for that match as well. So
it is a great thing. And so we will watch for the progress on the charts, the traditional thermometer that moves throughout the community. It's kind of turned in more of a graph, but that's okay.
Yeah, we're excited, and we're just going to need the community to come together to help us, but I have no doubt in my mind that we can do it.
And again, we're talking about programs that help with the health, education, and safety of our communities.
Yes.
Washington, Nowata County, Osage County gets part of it, but it's a large county, so there are other programs that kind of help out for the other side of the county.
Yeah, last year we served over 26,000 people in our communities. That's 2 out of 5 households. So, I mean, when you donate to United Way, you're helping your neighbor out. You're helping the person you sit at next to at church. You're really helping the community.
Okay, that's our community connection this morning. Again, Joe Colvin, thanks for coming in this morning. Thanks for sharing your Red Cross story. We'll talk more.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. And there's more things we can talk about at the Red Cross, but time is getting away from us. Mostly sunny today. We'll see a high temperature around 90. Check the forecast for you as well coming up in just a bit. 73 degrees at AM 1400 K1. And our community connection next, or news next, rather, from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Next Era Energy is stopping construction of its massive wind farm near Hinton until it can be determined what construction won't interfere with military training airspace. In return, the state will not take legal action against Next Era, which says it plans to work with the Department of Defense to have a mitigation plan prepared by the 15th of October. The Federal Emergency Management Agency's Presidential Alert cell phone test planned for this afternoon. It was originally planned for last month, but FEMA delayed it because of response efforts related to Hurricane Florence. You can expect to see that alert pop up on your phone at 1:18 p.m. Oklahoma time. It will sound the same as an Amber Alert. Human remains found near Mason City, Iowa, have been identified as belonging to an Arkansas woman who disappeared 10 years ago.